我们读新圣经罗马书第十章。
New Testament, Book of Romans, Chapter 10.
新约圣经罗马书第十章。
New Testament, Book of Romans, Chapter 10.
我想我们还是盼望弟兄姊妹啊，我们一起把它念过一遍。
Let's read together.
我们弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。
Brother first, and then sister.
好，我们弟兄先来。弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。摩西写着说，人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此活着。唯有出于信心的义如多。你不必心里说，谁要升到天上去呢？就是要领下基督来。谁要下到阴间呢？就是要领基督从死里上来。他到底怎么说呢？他说，这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的不至羞愧。犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？能听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。只是人没有都听从福音，因为以赛亚说，主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。但我说，人没有听见吗？诚然听见了，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。我再说，以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不成子民的惹动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的民触动你们的怒气。又以赛亚放胆说，没有寻找我叫他们遇见，没有访问我的我向他们显现。至于以色列人，他说，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。好，我们圣经就先念到这里，我们下面一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你，让我们早晨一同在你的恩典里面来相聚。
This morning we gather together in your grace.
我们实在感觉到，若不是你与我们同在，我们所聚集都是枉然。
We know if you are not with us, all this gathering are in vain.
所以我们求主你的宝血来遮盖我们。
May your blood cover us.
你赦免我们人一切的过犯和软弱。
Forgive all our sins and weaknesses.
让我们心里和外面，我们在你面前都是洁净的。
Let us to be purified within and without.
好让我们在你面前，今天早晨面上的帕子都被挪去。
Oh, may you remove all the veils on our face.
好让你自己的光能够照进我们每一个人的心里。
May your light shining to our hearts.
感谢你，因为你是我们的拯救。
Thank you because you are our salvation.
你也是我们心中的力量。
You are our strength.
早晨我们承认我们每一个人都需要你。
We confess that we all need you.
我们都一同的在你面前有个信而顺从的心。
Let us have the obey and trust and obey hearts.
愿我们听见圣灵向我们所说话的声音。
May we hear the voice from the Holy Spirit.
求主怜悯我们。
May you have mercy upon us.
让你自己的同在能够在我们中间显明出来。
May your presence be here.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer,
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name,
Amen. 我们最近这段时间和弟兄姊妹一直在交通罗马书
Recently, I'm sharing the book of Romans with you.
我们如果稍微仔细分的话我们知道罗马书分成三个部分
If we divide the Romans, we can divide them into three parts.
我们知道头一部分就第一章到第八章
first
讲到神完备的救恩
talk about his perfect salvation.
那么到第九章和十一章这是一段非常特别的圣经
from chapter 9 to 11 it's a special part.
许多读圣经的人都把这一段把它忽略过去
many people when they read this they will skip this part.
因为觉得说这三章圣经跟我们这些外邦人是没有关系的
because they think this part is not related to the Gentiles like us.
因为这里说保罗说我心所愿的是以色列人得救
because Paul says and my heart desire and prayer to God is for Israel, for their salvation.
这一章的最后一节说，神整天伸手呼召那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
The last verse says, God on He stretched out His hands to the obedient and
humble. 这岂不专门是讲到以色列人的光景吗
？Isn't it talking about the situation of Israelites?
和我们这些今天在主的恩典里面蒙恩得救的人有什么关系呢
？They're not related to the people, you know, the Gentiles who saved like us.
但我们实在相信圣经都是。神所默示的。
But we know that the Bible is revealed by God.
没有一段的圣经是跟我们没有关系的。
Not even one part is not related to us.
圣经里特别说到这些以色列人的经历乃是我们这些蒙恩得救人的借鉴。
The Bible reveals those experience from the Israelites is our lesson too.
从前神怎样伸手呼召以色列人说他们是悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
How Lord stretched out His hands and then called Israelites and then before.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天在神的面前，我们如果真的肯说我们面自己的这个实际的光景的话
，We can face our reality today.
如果我们不去讲理由的话
，If we do not reasoning.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能觉得这些话也是对我们说的。
We might think those words speak to us.
是不是今天神也一直在呼召我们呢
？Is God calling us all the time?
我们在神的面前有没有悖逆过呢
？Do we sin against Him?
我们在神的面前有没有顶嘴过呢
？Do we talk back to Him?
弟兄姊妹，我想这些话没有一段的圣经是跟我们没有关系的。
All the verses are related to us.
那么我们知道这。第九章、第十章、十一章这三段圣经，这三章圣经是特别的一段。
We know chapter 9 to 11 is a special part.
这三章圣经特别告诉我们说，这样一个荣耀的救恩是怎样实现在我们这些人身上的。
These three chapters tells us how this glorious salvation to fulfill.
这样的救恩是这样的伟大。
The salvation is great.
那到底一个人是怎么得救的呢
？How can a person be saved?
在第九章就特别给我们看见，救乃是因着神的主权。
Chapter 9 tells us we were saved because of God's sovereignty.
如果人知道神的主权，实在说来，没有一个人可以夸口。
A man who knows God's sovereignty, no one can boast.
无论是信主的还是不信主的，都没有任何的余地在那里夸口。
No matter believers or non-believers, none of us can boast.
我记得有一个朋友就跟我讲，我就不信。
There is one friend told me I will not.
无论你怎么讲，我就不信。
No matter how you preach me, I will not believe.
你们能把我怎么样
？What you can do to me?
你们的神能把我怎么样
what your God can do to me.
他以为说他不信主，好像他很强一样。
And then he said he doesn't believe, and that means he's strong.
他以为是他自己决定他不信主。
He thought he decided he's not going to believe.
但是圣经告诉我们说，这是神的主权。
But the Bible tells us this is the sovereignty of God.
其实都由不得他。
It's not upon to him.
人不认识神的主权，人就会觉得自己了不起。
A man.Though God's sovereignty, and he thinks he is something.
人就觉得自己好像可以定规自己的一样。
He thinks he can predestine his own
way. 好像他可以说他可以信，他也可以不信。
It seems he can believe, or he doesn't need to believe.
在神的主权的里面，人这个实在说的这个实在算不得什么。
But within God's sovereignty, and men are nothing.
人实在没有什么可以夸口的地方。
We can boast nothing.
其实他信不信根本由不得他。
If he believes or not, it's not upon him.
所以我们知道，这个就算是不信主的人，实在说了，也实在没有什么可夸口的。
For the unbeliever, actually, there's nothing for him to boast.
当然，我们蒙恩得救的人，我们当然知道，我们夸口当指着主夸口。
Of course, people who are saved, let me we know we boast in Christ.
实在都是主的恩典。
All because of God's grace.
不是因着我们怎样追求。
Not because how much we pursue.
不是因着我们出身好。
Not because what we were born from.
因为我们天资比较优越。
Because we have a better natural.
我们读过博。
We have PhD degree.
或者说我们没读过博士。
Or we don't have a PhD degree.
对，都不在乎我们。
It's up to us.
来在乎什么主权？
But it's up to God's sovereignty.
因为在我们还没有出生的时候。
Because before we were born.
神就已经定了。
God already predestined.
这个世界还没造出来呢。
Even before the world was created.
在创立世界以前，神就在基督里拣选了我们。
He had chosen us before the foundation of the world.
如果我们在神面前想自夸的话，
If we want to boast before God,
神要问我们一个问题。
God will ask a question.
我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里？
Where are you when I established the foundation of the world?
每一次我读约伯记的时候，读了这句话，我觉得每一个在神面前要骄傲的人就来回答这个问题。
And then each time when I read the book of Job, and then I think each of us we should.
如果你我觉得我们在神面前是有什么觉得不是领受的
，If you think there's something you're not receiving,
是我们觉得我们是给主的
，We think we give it to Lord.
好像我们在主里有功劳的
，It says we did something great.
好像我们可以定罪神的这个不义的。
It kind of we can come the unrighteousness.
神就让我们回答这个问题。
And then the Lord will ask us to answer this question.
我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里
？Where are you when I establish the foundation of the world?
弟兄姊妹，想一想，神在立大地根基的时候，我们在哪里
？Brothers and sisters, think about it. Where we are when God established the foundation of the world?
认识神的主权，对于我们神的儿女来讲，我个人觉得实在是一个极大的保护。
And to know God's sovereignty, I think it's a great protection for us.
因为最毁坏神儿女的这一个罪就是骄傲。
Because the most destruction is the pride.
没有一个罪能够像骄傲这样能够毁坏神儿女的见证。
There is no other thing like pride can destroy.
因为骄傲在败坏以先。
Because pride is before the
falling. 狂心在跌倒之先。
The prideful heart.
这是人类远离神堕落的那个最根本的。
This is the key point for the human fall.
弟兄姊妹，主这里告诉我们，人得救实在100%神的主权。
Here tells us our salvation is 100% upon God's sovereignty.
我们作为神的儿女，我们天天感恩。
As children of God, we should thank Him every day.
感谢主。
Praise him.
不是因为我读了博士啊。
Not because I receive a PhD degree.
不是因为我在这个这边这个这个好像一直这个这个好像有很多的追求。
Not because I'm keeping pursuing.
不是我比别人强多少。
It's not I'm better than others.
100%是神的怜悯。
100% is upon God's mercy.
是神的拣选。
His election.
是神的主权。
His sovereignty.
所以我们天天过于感恩的生活。
So we need praise Him daily.
因为我们所有的一切都是主赐给我们的。
Because everything we have is received from God.
有什么不是领受的呢？
Everything we were received from God.
既然是领受的，我们为什么还要夸口呢？
Since we receive from God, why do we boast?
所以这里面我们就看见说，神的主权对于我们 这些信徒来讲，实在是一个很大的保护。
So we say this is a great protection that, as a Christian, we know the sovereign God.
那么我们今天知道，我们作为神的儿女，我们都知道。夸口的当指着主夸口。
As the children of God, we know when we boast in Christ.
我们在主以外没有任何可以夸口。
There's nothing we can boast outside Christ.
那么这个这样讲，是不是就意味着说，我们作为神的儿女就没有责任呢
？Does that means as the children of God, we have no responsibility?
既然我没有夸口的。
And since there's nothing I can boast,
那我也就没有责任了。
Then I have no responsibility.
是不是这样的
？Is that so?
既然我们蒙恩得救，百分之百是神的主权。
Since our salvation 100% is upon God's sovereignty.
那么我们在神面前是不是就没有责任了呢
？Is there we don't have responsibilities before God?
所以第十章就给我们看见。人在神面前的责任。
And chapter 10 tells us our responsibilities before God.
弟兄姊妹，说到这些事情。
When we talk about those.
我们需要圣灵来开启我们。
We need Holy Spirit to reveal God's words to us.
因为在人的感里面，这是非常矛盾的。
Because in man's feeling, those are contrary.
因为是百分之百神的主权。
On one hand, it's 100% of God's sovereignty.
一面我们人确确实实有我们自己的责任。
On the other hand, we have our responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的摸摸我们良心的话，我们人都知道，我们人一定有责任。
But dear brothers and sisters, if we touch our conscience, we know there must be responsibilities.
至少在我们跟朋友们传福音的时候，如果我们跟朋友们说，你没有任何责任。
At least when we share gospel with friends, if you say you don't have responsibilities, if you are a believer,
只要你蒙恩得救了
unless you are saved,
那么你就祷告好了
you just go pray,
那么你就书也不用读了
you don't have to study,
你就发现到时候你预备的时候，主那个明年考的试就启示给你了
and then God will reveal the test to you for tomorrow.
然后第二天你去考试的时候，你就是 A。
And then the next day, you go take a test, you got A.
然后呢，你剩下的这多少天吃喝玩乐
？And the rest of the day is enjoy your life.
但是你考试的话都是 A 的。
But all your tests are A's.
如果我们这样跟朋友们传福音的话
，If we share gospel to friends like this,
我告诉你，没有人信。
No one will believe you.
他说你胡说。
And he will say you're talking nonsense.
你不认识你所传的那一位神。
You don't know the God you are preaching.
不信主的人，他们的良心都知道说，如果我们传一个福音是神的儿女没有责任的福音的话，连不信主的人的良心都过不去的。
If we preach a Lord that we don't have any responsibilities, those gospel friends, they will, their consciousness will not pass.
弟兄，你有没有试试过
？Have you ever tried?
你告诉他说，做了神儿女就没责任了。
You tell him after you become the children of God, you don't have any responsibilities.
但是你发现非常的稀奇。
But amazingly,
今天很多神儿女觉得自己没有责任。
Many children of God, they don't think they have responsibilities.
因为他们有许多圣经的知识。
Because they have so many not biblical knowledge.
有些人甚至找到神学的知识。
Even someone they find some knowledge of theology.
我们知道有一个年轻人，他在这个上高中的时候。
There is a young man when he was in high school.
他就读了一些神学的东西。
And he read something theology.
这些神学的东西告诉他说，所有的一切都在神的掌握里面。
Those theological knowledge tells him everything is under control by God.
一举一动都在乎他。
Each move is upon to him.
这不是他说的，圣经说的。
This is not what he said. This is the Bible tells him.
但是结论是错的。
But the result was wrong.
所以你今天根本不必努力。
Therefore, you don't have to make effort.
你根本不必好好读书。
You don't have to study well.
你知道我们这些年轻人，他的读书上实在有很多的难处。
You know that young man has difficulties on his study.
但是因为这些所谓的神学的知识。
Because it's so-called theological knowledges.
他就说没有关系，这是神所命定的。
And he said it doesn't matter because what God predestined.
你知道他把这一个神学作为他在学业上懒惰的借口。
He used this theory as the excuse of his laziness on study.
他用这些神学来压制他里面最基本的良心的感觉。
And he uses theology to die out his consciousness.
弟兄姊妹，世人会抹灭良心的感觉。
You know, the worldly people, and they will cover their conscience.
神的儿女很多的时候也会抹灭良心的感觉。
And sometimes the children of God, they will do the same thing.
而神的儿女抹灭良心的感觉的这个方式是属灵的方式。
And then the children of God, the way they cover their consciousness.
有些人告诉我，他用圣经的一句话就可以把他的良心所有的感觉都给抹杀了。
And sometimes they use the one verse from the Bible. They will distinguish.
因为神是全能的。
Conscience, because God is a power.
神既然全能。
Because He is powerful.
管我做不做。
And no matter what I do or not,
反正有一天神让我得胜。
But one day God will let me win the victory.
不论我怎么样的去背你。
And no matter how I sin against him.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在神的儿女中间反而会有许多的人丢弃良心。
God's children sometimes they will give up the conscience.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里告诉我们，有人丢弃良心。你看，这是非常可怕的一件事情。
The Bible tells us this is terrible for someone to give up their conscience.
等到这个神的见证在一世纪差不多等到快到保罗他晚年的时候。
On the last days of Paul at the first century,
你就发现说那个时候人就开始有的时候丢弃良心。
And then you know some of them they give up their conscience.
他们讲的道是对的。
And what they preach was correct.
他们圣经也是圣经的话。
And the Bibles they quote are correct.
但是人在那里好像推卸应有的责任。
But men are their fine excuses.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望当我们说到神的主权和人的责任这一个矛盾的事情的时候，
When we talk about the contrast of the God's sovereignty and the man's responsibilities,
求主怜悯我们，盼望我们不要从神学里找到什么答案。
May God have mercy upon us, let us to not find the answer in theology.
我们直接回到主的话语里面。
Let us directly come back to the words of God. 因
为当我们读主的话语的时候，你发现我们与神的关系是有许多方面的。
When we read Bible, we know there's relationship between God and us. It's in respect.
创造和被造的关系里面，神绝对的主权。
For upon the relationship of creator and then the creation,
有哪一个被造的器皿可以对他造他的说你不这样造我？
None of the creation can say why do you create me this way?
这不是耶稣给我们举的例子吗？
The example that Romans give it to us.
说到神的主权，他一定告诉我们我们是受造的。
Talking about God's sovereignty, it must tell us we are the creation.
神跟我们的关系，他是造物的主宰，我们是受造的。
The relationship between us and God, he's the creator, we're the creation.
就这创造的主宰和被造的关系，神是绝对的主权。
God have absolutely sovereignty.
没有一个人可以犟嘴的。
No one can talk back.
没有一个人可以在神面前不服的。
Everyone must obey.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们发现我们跟神的关系是不是只有创造和被造的关系？
Is there the relationship between God and us? It's the only one. It's the creator and the creation.
我们跟主的关系岂不是有主人和仆人的关系吗？
Is there another one? It's the master and the servant.
如果我们跟主的关系还有一层叫做主人和仆人的关系，
If our relationship with God is called master and servant,
你觉得仆人会没有责任吗？
Do you think the servants don't have responsibility?
他是天父，我们是儿女。
He's the heavenly father, we are the children.
是不是儿女就什么责任都没有呢？
Is the children don't have any responsibilities?
弟兄姊妹，你发现在圣经里面给我们很清楚的答案。
But the Bible gave us a clear answer.
因着神跟我们的关系是许多方面的。
Because the relationship between God and us are many aspects.
所以神的绝对主权和人的责任是一点都不矛盾，是矛盾，但是同时存在的。
His absolute sovereignty and our responsibility, it sounds contrary, but it's real.
在人的逻辑里一定是矛盾的。
It's contrary upon man's logic.
但是确确实实是同时都是真实的。
But they are exist at the same time and it's true.
神在他的创造里面也常常给我们这样的见证。
He testified upon his creation.
我们看见这光。
We see the light.
到今天为止，我们在这问过，这个我是在别的地方问过搞物理的人，我说到底今天你给他个定义，他们说他下不出来。
Ask someone who studied physics and say, "Can you give a definition of light?" They say they can't.
这个光有两个特性。
And they say the light has two characteristics.
这两个特性是矛盾的。
These two characteristics are contrary.
它有粒子的特性。
It has a characteristics of
particles. 那么它还有这个波的特性。
And he also has a character of.
这两种特性是矛盾的。
These two characteristics are contrast.
因为如果是粒子的特性，我摆个桌子在这，如果这个粒子过来的话，它过不去的。
The nature of the particle, it cannot get through.
但是这个光可以过去的。
But the wave of light, the light can.
但是它又确确实实是个粒子。
But it is a particle.
所以搞物理的人告诉我，到今天他们只能够说光是一种的物质，但是它不能给光下一个准确的定义。
So the people who studied, they say the light is an element, but they cannot give them a definite.
如果神用光告诉说两个绝对矛盾的事物可以同时存在的话。
As an example of light, if there are two things can exist at the same time,
在神的救恩里面，神的绝对主权和人在神面前的责任看起来是矛盾的，不错，但是却是同时存在的。
In God's sovereignty, it seems like it's a contrary God's absolute sovereignty and our responsibility, but they are exist at the same time.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不服气的话。
If we are not convinced,
如果我们像圣经的这个像当时那个约伯还没遇见主之前那样不服气的话
，If we are not convinced like Job before he met God,
有一天你会服气。
But one day we will be convinced.
有一天到了基督台前，你发现不是你审判神。
One day, if you go to the bema of the Christ, it's
not we judge him. 不是你定罪的神不义。
It was not we say God is unrighteous.
是神审判你。
It's God, us.
是神让你知道你地上当尽的责任你没有尽。
And God will tell us you didn't fulfill the responsibility you should.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以用神学的知识去 argue.
We can argue by theology.
弟兄姊妹，等到那一天审判台前，我相信没有一个人可以去审判神。
At the day of before the bema of the judgment, no one can judge.
没有一个人可以定神是不义的。
No one can condemn God, say God is the unrighteous.
到那一天，我相信我们只能够说，主对不起，我当尽的责任，我在地上没有尽。
At that day, I believe with the only thing we can say is, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't fulfill my duty.
那么当然，你说这将来的事我不管它。
And you say I don't care about that's for future.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上。
But sisters, we live on the earth.
你可以睁眼看一看。
Open your eyes and look around.
有哪一个人
is anyone?
他是一个不负责任的人。
He is not fulfilled the responsibility.
而在他生活中满了神的祝福。
And he has come missing.
我没有见过一个。
I never seen even one.
我没见过一个在地上不尽自己应尽的责任，而在神面前天天蒙祝福的。
I never seen anyone who did not fulfill the responsibility but received blessings from God.
弟兄姊妹，说到将来的事，你可以不管。
When we're talking about the future, you might don't care about.
祝福我们总是关心的。
But we concern about the blessings.
你说神要祝福一个家多么容易。
And then how easy for God to bless a family?
一个家如果天天充满的是安息。
If a family is full of peace every day.
夫妻和睦。
And then the husband and wife, they live harmony.
儿女孝顺听话。
And the children are obey.
告诉你，福气大。
That is a great blessing.
只是你发现人今天常常没有照着神所量给我们的责任在那里忠心的缘故。
Because of the reason we're not be faithful to the responsibilities God gave to us.
我说神没有留下一样好处不能。
And then we say God give everything he has to us.
你有没有凭着良心问问我到底得着多少的好处？
Can you answer yourself by your conscience? How many do I receive?
祷告的时候好处都是我的。
When you pray, all the blessings are mine.
在我们真的进到家庭、进到工作里，你觉得到底有多少神的祝福？
When we enter marriage or work, how many blessings from God will we receive?
我们的神是赐福的神。
Our God, he is blessing God.
他何等巴望把他所有的祝福都倾倒在他儿女身上。
How he will to pour his blessing to his children.
但是你知道，我们有的时候真的像这些以色列人一样。
But sometimes we are really like the Israelites.
以色列人是蒙神拣选的。
The Israelites, they were selected by God.
但是他们当尽的责任，他们没有尽。
But they didn't fulfill the responsibilities they should.
他们的得救一方面是神的拣选
Their salvation on the one hand upon God's election
一方面是他们的责任就是信心
On the other hand upon their responsibility that is their faith
弟兄姊妹是不是这样的
Is that so?
我们今天在神面前是不是也有神的拣选
Before God is there any is there upon God's
election 是不是也有我们应该有的责任呢
Is there the responsibility we suppose to fulfill?
所以我相信这第十章我原来以为第十章最好讲。
Before I think chapter 10 is easy to.
我觉得第九章最难。
I thought chapter 9 was the most difficult one.
后来我发现第九章很容易。
And later I discovered chapter 9 was easy.
我发现第十章真难呢。
Chapter 10 is difficult.
因为这个人不爱听了。
Because people.Don't want to hear this.
你知道在旧约写了那么多先知讲那么多的话，就讲一件事吗
？You know, in the Old Testament, the prophecy prophesied so many things.
就是神整天伸手护着那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
It's God stretched hands to call upon His obedient people.
给我们总结出来了，就讲这话。
This is the summary. This is the one thing they're talking about.
你发现有没有人听呢
？Is there anyone listen?
你看这个耶利米哈。这个写了五十二章。
When Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah on the
我不知道他讲了多少次的道。
I don't know how many sermon he preached.
没有一个人听的。
No one listened to him.
一个都没有。
Even not even one.
就是果效来讲是 zero 是零的。
For the result is zero.
所以我就觉得，当我读到第十章，我觉得是很难讲。
When I read to chapter 10, I think it's hard to.It's hard to explain.
但是这确实是我们在神面前蒙福的最大的秘诀。
But this is the most mystery for us to receive blessings.
刚才我们唱的诗歌说信而顺从，除此以外没有了。
The song we just sang is there's no other way other than trust and obey.
你想想，神让我在他面前负的唯一的责任就是信而顺从。
Responsibility God wants us to fulfill, to trust and obey.
那么这一章，我想对我们来讲实在是太有关系了。
And so this chapter is closely related to us.
那么他告诉我们说这个信心是怎么一回事。
It tells us what is the faith.
首先呢，你看这第一段哈，就从第一节到这个第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
这里告诉我们说信心呢是根据呢真知识。
It's talking about faith is upon to the true knowledge.
如果我们说我们没信心，这是谎言。
If we say we don't have faith, that's a lie.
如果你说以色列人不相信神，这是错的。
If you say Israelites didn't believe God, that's wrong.
以色列人真的相信神。
They realize they truly believe God.
他们是在相信这位带他们这个出埃及，然后给他们迦南美地的这一位神。
They believe the God who take them out of the Egypt and give them the land of Canaan.
但是他们对神的认识是外面的认识。
But the knowledge they have is outly.
他们是没有启示的。
They don't receive revelation.
这个真知识在原文是 full knowledge， 是完全的一个知识。
The true knowledge in original version is called full knowledge.
是一个完整的知识。
It's a full knowledge.
这个知识告诉他们说，神是恩典的神。
This knowledge tells them God is a God of grace.
是不是这样
？Isn't that so?
神在旧约圣经一直启示着他是一位有恩典有怜悯的神 有丰富的慈爱
In the Old Testament, God revealed himself. He's a God of full of mercy and love kindness.
一再再三神也宣告自己的名我是有怜悯有恩典的神
God declared repeatedly, say, I am the God with mercy and love kindness and grace.
以色列人他们对神的认识是他们以为神是律法的神
But the Israelites thought the God is the God of law. They come to Lord, they have to fulfill the law. And they thought God wants the righteousness of law. So they ask by their deeds. They hope they will do like what Moses says, if I practice all the laws, I can live. But God's true knowledge is not like that. God revealed himself, he's the God of mercy. God doesn't want the righteousness of law. God wants the righteousness of faith. What God wants is Christ.
只有基督才是神的义。
Only Christ is the righteous of God.
律法的总结就是基督。
The end of the law is Christ.
这是非常稀奇的一句话。
This is a very amazing sentence.
以色列人一直没有明白为什么神把律法给他们。
The Israelites never understand why God the law.
这里就告诉我们神把律法给他们乃是把基督启示。
Here tells us that God gave them because they want to reveal Christ. And it's to lead them to Christ. If they pursue by the way of the law, they will understand nothing can be fulfilled by the law.
知道说他们只是破坏律法
They know that they are the one to destroy the law
而且破坏其中的一条就是破坏所有的
If they destroy one of them, it's they destroy all of them
所以如果他们真的顺着律法这条路往前走的话
If they follow the law
那个 end 走到那个终点的时候就走到他们尽头的时候一定他们要遇见基督的
When they reach the end, they definitely will meet Christ
他们一定到神面前要求说主啊你来拯救我们
They will come to God and Lord come save us
基督就是神的拯救
Because Christ is the salvation of God
所以如果他们律法这条路往前走如果他们见基督一定是呆呆的一定是死胡同的
If they follow the law, if they don't meet Christ, that is a dead end
所以你发现他们如果真的是顺着律法这条路往前走他神是目的是让他们能够进到基督的里面
If they walk, follow the law, the God's purpose is he wants them to meetChrist. What God wanted is not the righteousness of law. In the Old Testament, God says, is that what I wanted? Is that what I want? You come to the church on Sunday and then go back to home to argue with your wife?You give this imperfect sacrifice to me.
你知道主日不是睡觉的日子。
The Sunday is not a day for you to sleep.
我不知道我们知道不知道这个星期天不是第最后一天。
Do you know the Sunday is not the last of the week?
星期天是第一天。
Sunday is the first day of the week.
第一天是把它献给主的。
First day of the week we give it to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，礼拜六你好好睡觉。
You can sleep more on Saturdays.
礼拜六晚上不是给你看碟的时间。
And the Saturday night is not a time for you to watch too much.
礼拜六晚上是你好好休息的时间。
It's the time for you to rest well.
因为七日第一日你要去朝见神的。
Because the first day of the seventh day you need to go worship God.
因为你觉得说本来我们来聚会，说实在的，我们这个聚会已经很晚了。
Actually, our gathering time is pretty late.
我们一共才两个小时。
We only have 2 hours.
主说一共献两个小时
The Lord says give me 2 hours
但你们中间有多少的人是献的是完整的
How many of you give this whole 2 hours to the Lord
如果神用律法来要求我们的话
If God requires us by law
弟兄姊妹我们活得下去吗
Can we live?
弟兄姊妹你就发现说在旧约圣经里面神说我哪要这些东西啊
In the Old Testament is like, am I asking all this?
但是你要看以色列他们的如果他们的这个节期他们没有一个人迟到的
But when you see, realize they're late
哦他们把牛把羊都神的
They give the bulls and then the lambs
他们的神明尽心尽意的所有的这个时间都献给了一个星期都不回家的
They give their all, the whole week to the Lord
但是弟兄姊妹神说我不要这些
But God says, I don't want those
弟兄你觉得说以色列他们够爱神的了
Do you think the Israelites, they love God
没有迟到的
None of them be late.
那个聚会聚七天，没有人 complain 的。
Their gathering is for 7 days. No one complain.
但是弟兄姊妹先说，我不要这些。
But God says I don't want those.
你们每所外面都是完整的。
Our worldly is perfect.
你们外面把羊牛都献上了。
Our worldly you give bulls and lambs.
圣人献了千千的牛，万万的羊。
Even some of them give 10,000 of.
神说你回家你怎么对待你的妻子
And they say when you go back to home, how do you treat your wife?
你的时间是怎么过的
How do you spend your life?
你以为神就是盼望我们在一起的时候我们表现一下吗
Do you think God is just like us to see we're good behave when we gather?
这是神要的这个意义吗
Is that the righteousness God wants?
神说谁要这些
God says who wants those?
我厌烦
I hate those.
我要的是基督
What I want is Christ.
只有基督是我们的义，弟兄姊妹。
Only Christ is our righteousness.
若不是基督，我们有什么脸来见神呢
？If it's not Christ, what we can give it and come to see?
所以这里面你发现以色列他们的难处很大。
You see, there's a great difficulties upon Israelites.
他们相信神。
They believed God.
但他们不知道神要的是什么。
But they didn't know what God wanted.
神要的是基督，不是。他们的意
What God wants is Christ. It's not their own righteousness. It's not a righteousness by law.
所以你知道，当福音传扬的时候，当使徒保罗说，我们今天进神的国是靠神的恩典。
So when Paul preached gospel, he said, when we enter the kingdom of God, it's upon God's grace.
信不来。
We can't do this.
不是，他们信不来。
Or people don't believe.
犹太人根本信不来。
The Jews, they didn't believe.
怎么可能？
And how can it be?
我历世历代都在遵守神的律法。
By generations, we obey the law of Moses.
我们已经行了这么多年了。
We practice so many years.
突然有个声音说，是恩典的福音。
All of the sound of our voices is upon grace.
神原来是恩典的神。
The God is a God of grace.
只要凭信就可以得着了。
You can receive by just by faith.
不信。
They didn't believe. They rejected.
弟兄姊妹，因为他们对神的认识不完全。
Because the knowledge to God is, their knowledge to God is, it's not complete.
我们今天如果对神的认识也是停留在一些支离破碎的认识上，我们常常活在不信的里面。
If we understand God just by the knowledge, many times we are living on the unbelief.
有的人对神的认识说，神是听祷告的神。
Some experience of God is and the Lord is the Lord to hear our prayers.
准确。
Correct.
不完全。
It's incomplete.
当神不听祷告的时候。
When God doesn't hear your prayers.
就不来聚会了。
You don't come to the gathering.
就开始软弱了
You start become weak
就开始埋怨了
You start complain
你就发现不要以为这些经上的话跟我们没有关系
Don't think those verses from Bible is not related to us
信心的根据是对神的认识
The foundation of our faith is upon the knowledge of God
如果蒙了神一点点的怜悯我们不仅知道神是听祷告的神
If we receive the mercy of God, we know God is not only the God to listen to our prayers.
原来神还是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
我里面充满了一些注重罪孽的事情。
If my heart is full of filthy things.
如果你认识说哦，原来神是圣洁的神。
You know what? The God is holy.
你就会到神面前去求赦免。
You go back to God and ask forgiveness.
你发现祷告，你的祷告到神那里就通了。
And then you will discover your prayer to God will go through.
如果你在蒙神的怜悯，你知道神还是智慧的神。
Upon His mercy, you know God is a wise God.
哎，你没有犯什么罪。
You didn't sin against him. You have a full heart towards him. But God is a God of wisdom. He didn't give it to you upon your time and your schedule. When you don't receive, but you know God is the God of wisdom. Even God hasn't listened to my prayer yet. I still praise him and thank him on the communion. I'll still actively to serve him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的信心的根据是 对神的真知识。
Our foundation of faith is the true knowledge of towards God.
所以你发现这一段是非常好, 讲到 以色列失败的原因,
here tells us about the reason why Israelites failed.
他们不信的原因,
the reasons that they didn't believe.
你知道有的人相信说, 这个神, 是把工作赐给我们的神。
Someone believed that our job is God to give it to us.
那么就真的是好好祷告的,
and then they pray.
全心倚靠的,
and then they trust God.
但是你知道我们对神的这个认识, 不完全,
but our knowledge towards God is not complete.
神不仅是把工作赐给我们的神,
God is not only the God gave us jobs.
他也同时是那位保守我们工作的那一位神。
He is the God to protect our jobs.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有发现, 有许多神的儿女不认识这件事情。
Have you ever known so many children of God don't know this?
感谢赞美主, 好不容易给我一个工作, 真的感谢, 真的赞美,
praise the Lord, He gave me a good job.
工作拿到以后, 拼了,
after they received the job, they worked so hard.
什么聚会, 什么查经, 没了,
come to Bible study gathering. They just sell themselves to their boss.
如果说我刚进去, 我就吊儿郎当的话, 那么整个就被fire掉了嘛。
If I just receive this new job, I don't work hard, I probably will be fired.
你就发现说, 神的这个答应祷告以后, 很多人就不见了。
When after God answered their prayer, and so many people just don't come to church.
我们不信。
We don't believe.
我们不相信说神既然把工作赐给我, 神可以把这个工作给我一直的持守下去。
We don't believe since God gave the job to us and He will keep the job for us.
我们觉得工作在我的手中。
We think that our job is on in our hands.
主赐给我以后, 我就要用自己的力量抓住的。
After God gave it to me, I have to get hold on in my own hands.
我不是说你需要这个 偷奸耍滑, 你这工作里不好好工作, 不是。
I'm not talking about you don't need work hard.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在神面前, 我们可以问问主, 我信不信, 我的工作真的你而来。
Do we believe our jobs is from God?
你真的能保守我的工作?
Lord, can you really keep my job?
大卫认识这件事。
David knew this.
他说他所赐的, 他为我持守。
Because David says what he gave, he will keep it for me.
你觉得神所赐的, 是不是这个, 他不能够持守?
Do you think God gave it to you and he cannot keep it
for you? 如果有一天把这个工作拿走, 你知道那是神的旨意。
If you know this job, if one day God take it away, you know that's the will of God.
如果我们在神的面前, 那个知识, 比如说完全, 我们就稍微多一点的话, 我们的生活, 我们的侍奉不一样。
Not the knowledge is perfect. If we know a little more, our life will be different.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们整个信心的根基。
The brothers and sisters, this is the foundation of our faith.
弟兄姊妹, 我觉得这些事, 是太基本了。
We think those are basic things.
但我觉得这些事, 对我们神的儿女太重要了。
But this is very important to children.
时间不等人啊。
Okay, time flies.
弟兄姊妹, 我们弟, 这个你们太忙了, 你们这, 读书, 然后你们生孩子。
Our brother says you are so busy, you get married, you have children.
我不知道弟兄姊妹, 你到了多少岁, 你觉着在神的眼中, 你真的可以起来, 能够让神说, 这是我的一个见证人。
I don't know when God will say, this is the one who can testify me.
有的这个, 这是, 这不是年轻人说的, 这是年, 年长的弟兄姊妹说的。
This is not what the young brother or sister says, it's a senior one says.
他们说, 如果你的孩子在出生的时候你不能侍奉的话, 他说你的孩子上大学你也不会侍奉。
If you don't serve God when your child just born, and then you cannot serve God when he is in college.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们在神的面前，我们觉得说，我们今天只要能够来聚，因为神有恩典就可以了。
If we say when we come to the gathering, upon God's grace,
神反正是不审判的。
God doesn't judge us.
我们每个人都照着我们自己眼中看为对的时间，我们来聚会。
We just come to the gathering of time.
我认为说这个是十点十分来聚会，那我就十点十分；我认为说十点半来聚会，我就十点半来聚会。
When I think it's 10:10 or 10:30, and I'll come.
弟兄姊妹，这圣经是这种光，你叫以色列人都没有王。以色列人都没有王 There's no king in the Israelites.
Under such circumstance in Israelites, that means that there is no king.
那个是以色列人在他们整个属灵光景最黑暗的一段。
That is the most darkest time of Israelites.
就每个人所行的都是照着自己眼中看为对的去行。
Everybody did what they think was correct.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这些话对我们今天是非常有关系的。
I think those words are very closely related to us.
那么这个里面，它不仅告诉我们信心的根基。我要讲快一点，马上我们就结束了，大家不用担心。
He not only tells us the foundation of our faith.
那么后面他就告诉我们说，不仅我们相信神是到底是怎样一位。
Here tells us not we believe who God is.
我们需要有个真知识。
We need a true knowledge.
同时我们信心是要接受为我们所做的。
And then on the other hand, we have to receive what God has done for us.
律法的意是相信自己所做的。
The righteous of law is believe what we do.
信心的意是相信基督为我们所做的。
The righteous of faith is to believe what Christ have done.
对不对？后面这段话，虽然你就看它是引旧约的一段，虽然我们读的是好像不大明白。
Even this is the quote from the Old Testament we don't understand well.
大概其你知道这里讲什么。
But it seems you will understand.
这里讲了主耶稣基督的降生、受死和复活说的。
It's talking about the Lord's birth and then death and resurrection.
这些有谁可以做？
Who can do this?
谁能够从天上把基督领下来？
Who can bring Christ from heaven?
谁能够从阴间把他带上来？
Who can take him up from the abyss?
这神为我们做的。
This is God had done.
这里面当中分成几个阶段。
It tells us several steps.
当他降生，他来到地上做人的时候。
When he was born and then came to earth as a man,
他为他给我们看见说他自己完全了这个律法一切所要求的。
So all the law or requirement of the law.
主来不是要废除律法，乃是要成全，对不对？
He came is not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
所以他在地上的生活就成全了神的律法。
And his life is fulfilled the law of God.
使他有这样的资格为我们上十字架。
So he has the qualification to went to cross for us.
那么当他为我们死的时候。
When he died for us.
他为我们成就了律法。
He fulfilled the law for us.
因为这个律法有两个要求。
Because the law had the two requirements.
要不然你都遵行以后你就活着。
Either you fulfill all of them, then you can live.
那你犯其中的一条，或者就一次犯了，那你就死就好了。
If I sin against one once, then you deserve to die.
所以如果你死了，你也完全了律法的要求。
So if you die, you fulfill the law too.
律法就这两个要求。
So that's the two requirements.
你要都履行了，你就活着。
If you practice all of them,
你要是犯了你就死。
If you're against it, you die.
如果你说我那我就死了算了，那么你也完全了律法的要求。
And then you say I just go die, then you fulfill the law.
但是我们死不起啊。
But we can't afford to die.
我死了，还不如这个灯灭了。
If we die, it's not even.
这世人认为人死如灯灭。
The world people think we die and like the
我们今天信主了，我们知道我们死还不如灯灭了。
We die is worse than the light was put out.
死后还有审判呢。
After we die, there is a judgment.
实在是死不起啊。
We can't afford to die.
感谢主，主在十字架上替我们死了。
Praise the Lord on the cross, He died for us.
使每一个他的人因着基督都得称为义。
For all the people who believe Him because of the Christ, we all justify.
所以仅自己他成。 成全了律法。
Not only he himself fulfilled the law.
他也替我们在十字架上成全了律法。
He fulfilled the law on the cross for us.
那么第三个阶段就是复活。
The third step is his resurrection.
复活是什么呢
？What is the resurrection?
圣经特别告诉我们，复活乃是父神印证主耶稣。他确确实实为我们成就了这些事。
The Bible tells us the resurrection is the Jesus to he fulfilled what God required.
他确确实实为我们完成了律法的要求。
He fulfilled the law requirement for us.
所以，当我们知道主耶稣复活的时候，我们就知道。神已经完全悦纳了主耶稣在十字架上所做的一切工作。
When we know he resurrected, we know that God accept what Jesus did on the cross.
若他的工作不完全，没有办法复活的。
If his work is not complete, he cannot.
不完全的生命是能够复活的。
Incomplete life cannot be resurrected.
只有完全的在不完全的生命才能复活。
Only the complete life before God can be resurrected.
还不受死亡的捆绑。
It will not be bound by the death.
所以这里面你让你仔细读一读，这是我们今天所接受的。
If you read carefully, you know this is what we receive.
我们相信主所做的。
We believe what Lord has done.
我们相信主所是的。
We believe what he was.
这就是我们神的儿女信心的根基。
That's the foundation of the children of God.
所以后面他告诉我们说，如果我们是这样相信的话，在我们的表现上就有三种的表现。
And he later on tells us if we believe this way and we have three manifestations.
信心总有行为的。
The faith comes with acts.
至少活的信心是有行为的。
At least the living faith has acts.
头一个就是心里相信。
First of all is we believe in hearts.
不是头脑相信。
It's not we believe in our mind.
今天有很多人头脑信得很清楚。
Many as we believe in our mind clearly.
你听说一句谈话的时候，你发现他讲得很清楚的。
When they have a baptismal meeting, they.
所以你发现有的人心里面就是别扭。
But sometimes in their heart, there's something wrong.
我们的心里觉得别扭，不是他的心里觉得别扭。
Oh, we feel something wrong.
你就觉得这个人心里不通的。
You said there is something just.
你说属灵的事情不通的。
There is something not right spiritually.
心里相信。
We should believe in heart.
头一个表现最重要的。
That's the first manifestation.
第二，口里承认。
Secondly, we have to confess in mouth.
没有暗中门徒的事。
There's no such a hidden disciples.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的是这样的。因着真知识，因着这样接受主耶稣所做的，你发现我们这个人走到哪里，人家知道我们是神的儿女。
If we by true knowledge to accept Him, we know where we are. People know we are the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在工作场合里，你敢不敢让人家知道你是神的儿女
？Do you dare to let people know you are the children of God at work?
这是活的信心的表现。
This is the manifestation of a living faith.
这个口不是说只是在单位里，你一定要承认，这是没问题的。你在聚会都不承认，那就没办法了。
If it is confessing mouth, is of course is in gathering.
弟兄姊妹，这里这口里承认是没有条件，没有说只在哪儿承认，不是，走在哪儿都承认的。
This is the mouth confession. It's not with condition. It says you only do it at church. No, it's everywhere.
第三个表现就是求告主名。
The third way is we.Ask, we call upon His name.
你说一个人如果他真的是接受了主的救恩，他一定会祷告的。
If a people who receive salvation, he must pray.
讲的话可能很不这个，就是说这个行话没有的。
Maybe they don't have a professional words.
但是那个祷告让你很感到很受感动。
But their prayer will touch you.
那个灵哈，你就觉得好像这个能够摸着我，能够摸你们的灵。
The spirit will touch within our spirit.
三个。
So this is three manifestation. It's simple.
弟兄姊妹，信心的表现就这三个。
So that's the manifestation of faith.
那当然，后面讲信心的果效。
And then tells about the result of the faith.
时间缘故，我就念一下。其实这每一条你都可以讲很久的。
Because time is limited, I just read.
那么这称义。
First one is justified.
你就发现你在神面前，在人面前，你有一个确实的把握。
But you know, before people, before God, you have assurance.
神称我为义，谁还能定我有罪呢？
God justify me. Who can condemn me?
我真的是神的儿女。
I'm the child of God.
是神称我为义，不是我自己称我为义。
God justified me. It's not myself.
得救。
To be saved.
这个范围就更广了。
This is a border.
这个非常范围非常广的，好，那么这个我们在许多方面都会得救的。
In many aspects, we will be saved.
我们从捆绑里得救。
We will be saved from our weaknesses.
我们就是早晨起不来哈，有信心，我们也得救的。
If you cannot early, if you have faith, you will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，信心的果效就是得救。
And the result of the faith is to be saved.
我们从许多的旧有的观念里被释放出来。
We will be released from so many old.
第三个就必不致羞愧。
The third one is we will not put on shame.
弟兄姊妹，这真的是我们应该有的见证。
But sisters, this is a testimony we should have.
世人就想羞辱我们。
The worldly people want to put us on shame.
我就看看你这个信耶稣的人到底怎么样。
They want to see our deeds of as a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，在信心里面的那个果效就是必不致羞愧。
The result on faith is we will not be put on
shame. 你不能够防禁止别人羞辱我们，这你没办法的。
You cannot prevent other people will.
但是你知道我们必不致羞愧的。
But you know we will not be put on shame.
因为后面说他是后代一切信靠他的人。
Because the Lord have grace for the ones who being him.
我们所享受的丰富是人根本没有办法知道的。
The richness that we in Christ that man don't end.
在信心里，你发现超越一切的差别。
And then in faith, it will surpass all the distinction.
无论你有没有读书，你有没有工作，你是男生是女生，统统全都超越了。
No matter you are well educated or you are male or female, or that surpass all this.
那么后面最后一段很重要，我稍微提一下。
The last paragraph is very important. I'll come to mention.
你说你讲的这么好，讲的这么重要，那么我们就是没信心嘛。
And then you say this is so good and so important, but we don't have faith.
我们一到这个礼拜天早晨就软弱了嘛。
We are weak on Sunday mornings.
这个就软弱嘛，就是起不来嘛。
We're weak. We cannot get up early.
对不对？那么这个照读圣经就困嘛。
When we read Bible, we feel sleepy.
要侍奉的时候，我想家里一大堆事情嘛，是吧
？Well, there is a time for us to serve. I think we have so many things at house to do.
所以你就发现说，我们真的是信心很软弱的。
And you discover we are weak.
所以后面他很好，他不会告诉我们信心这么重要，这么多的果效，而不告诉我们这个信心的那个供应的来源。
It tells us then how important good the result of the faith, and then it must tell us how it comes.
信心那个来源从哪里来呢？
What does faith come from?
头一个，等你读的就很清楚，从主的话来。
The first of all, it says from the word of God.
信道是从听道来的。
Faith comes
from hearing. 听道是从基督的话来的。
And hearing by the word of God.
我不知道这个在座的大家听到你怎么听。
I don't know how do you hear the sermons.
我曾经这个有一个朋友，其实也是弟兄了，他告诉我他怎么听到。
And then one brother told me, how do we hear the words of God?
他告诉我说，他听到是装抽屉的。
And then he say he hear the words of God and it's like he put them things on the drawer.
对 ，in the drawer. 那么今天找信心的道，他就把他自己里面他有信心的道的那个小盒子就拉开一看，嗨，我这里面已经有二十篇道了。
When we're talking about the faith, he's a drawer. It's put everything message of faith, and he'll put.
我发现我这里面的见证比他上还好一点。
Within the 20 ones, I have better message than this one.
那么这如果说是这个信心的角度没听过，像个卡片一样放进去。
If he never heard this message, and then he will put a new card and put them in the new drawer.
那么我记得那一次是因为是夏令会，他告诉我说这个讲员不得了。
And then I remembered it was a summer conference. He said, "Well, this is great."
他这个头开始讲的时候是属于哪一派的
？And then he is belongs to what kind of group?
然后他这个等到他讲到另外一方面，他又是属于另外一派的。
When he talk about another aspect, he belongs to another group.
哇，这个人讲的这扔到五个派别，他都 cover， 他都涵盖了。
His preach covers five theories.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是这样来听到的话，你听不见基督的话。
If we listen to the message like this, you will not hear the words from Christ.
我们的信心长不上去。
Our faith cannot grow.
因为信心是从基督的话来。
Because the Bible tells us faith comes by the words of God.
我们今天坐在这里，你在神里面就祷告一件事情就可以。
When you are here, you just pray for one thing.
无论前面这个人讲得好，讲得坏。
No matter this person talk about him or not,
我喜欢他，我不喜欢他。
No matter I like him or not,
我只求主，你就记着你自己的话，向我说一句话就可以。
And may God, and through you, you speak to me for one sentence.
就这句话就对我说的。
This one sentence just speak to me.
有的时候说的让我很喜乐。
And sometimes you speak to me, I'll be joyful.
有的时候说的我很难过。
Sometimes I will feel sad.
我三天都睡不着觉。
I cannot sleep for 3 days.
无论怎样，主，我求就求你给我说一句话。
No matter what, Lord, speak one sentence to me.
我愿意信而顺从。
I want to trust and obey.
弟兄姊妹，你发现听一年到以后，你的信心跟头一年不一样。
And after a year, after you listen to all the messages, your faith will be different.
这不是我圣经上说的。
This is what I say. Is the Bible says?
因为听到与信心基督的话来。
Because it comes from the word of God.
如果基督每一次在主日讲台，或者你星期五查经，或者你平时在听收音机，或者你在任何一天向你说了一句话。
If God talks to you on your either Bible study or summer sermon, or when you listen to the radio, speak one sentence to you.
一年52个礼拜，你有52句话。
There is a 52 weeks, so you receive 52 sentences a year.
你觉得你和一年前的信心会是一样吗？
Will your faith be the same as before?
只可惜我们听了很多次。
Unfortunately, we listened so many times.
等到我们年尾我们感恩的时候。
At the end of the year, when we come to
Thanksgiving, 我们的感恩就只限于说今年主又保守我工作没丢掉。
Our Thanksgiving is only thankful him he keeps the job for me.
让我生了老二，让我生了老三。
I have my second and third child.
我现在又毕业了，然后我又等待工作。
Now I'm graduating. I'm waiting for a job.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的感恩哈，这一年下来，到了年节的时候，我已经听了主向我说话40次。
If this whole year at the Thanksgiving season, and then I heard 40 times of the message.
我们的感恩节聚会，人家都愿意去的。
And our Thanksgiving gathering, and people would like to come.
不需要生拉硬扯把人家扯去，不需要。
You don't have to force people to come.
因为我们的交通聚会也不需要，好像大家都觉得很沉闷一样。
Our fellowship meeting is kind of everybody keeps silent.
信心是从基督的话来的。
Our faith comes from the word of Christ.
太宝贵了。
It is very precious.
第二方面，我说快一点，就是第二方面就是神的显现。
Second aspect is that it's God's manifestation.
这是神的恩典。
That's grace of God.
也跟我们的追求有关系。
It's related to our pursuing.
一面是神的主权。
On one hand, it's God's sovereignty.
他向谁显现是他的主权。
And then who he will appear to is his.
但是你发现这些。在圣经这些经历过神显现的人，他们在神面前真的有个渴慕的心。
For the people who receive the God's revelation, God's presence, they had
他们有一个渴慕，有一个 longing heart.
They have a longing heart.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们这样一个渴慕的心。
May the Lord give us such longing heart.
至少让神多有一些机会嘛。
At least we give God more chances.
今天在神的儿女中间，肯安静下来亲近主的不多。
And then among God's children, the one who willing to come to before Lord.
你就发现说这个都总是这样嘛？所有聚会基本不是光我们聚会，所有聚会就听到人是最多的。那么薄饼聚会少一点，那么祷告聚会基本就没人了。
There's not many of them. When we come to the message, it's a little more, and then communions at less, and then prayer meeting is the least.
我们如果真的盼望信心能够增长
，If we hope our faith will grow，
我们给神一点机会
，That is to give God chance，
让他来向我们显现
，To let Him to reveal Himself。
这是第二方面
，That's the spec。
第三方面就是神的管教
，Thirdly, it's God's discipline。
神爱我们
，He loves us。
只可惜有的时候神给我们管教，人却不晓得是神的管教。
Unfortunately。When sometimes when God disciplines us, we don't know.
我真的看见有神的儿女是白白受苦。
I've been seeing God's children is just suffering for nothing.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy upon us.
我相信真的是我们是神所蒙爱的。
I believe we are.
我们是蒙神所爱的。
We are the beloved of God.
神的眼目一直定睛在我们身上，要定睛要赐我们祝福的。
And then His eyes is focused on us. He wants to bless us.
愿我们在神面前学习一点点信心的功课。
Let us to learn the lesson of faith.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，我信主来的时候，别的都不会审判。
I believe when God, when Lord comes, He will not condemn others.
别人怎样，你没法这个改变的。
You cannot change what other people do.
这个我们中间的环境怎样没法改变的。
We cannot change our circumstances.
很多时候都不能改变的。
We cannot change many things.
但是主说你有没有信而顺从。
But Lord will ask, are you trust and obey?
以色列人四十年之所以倒闭在旷野，只有一个原因。
There's one reason for Israelites, they were circled at the wilderness. They died on the wilderness.
圣经上说就是因为不信的缘故。
The Bible tells us it's because they didn't believe.
没有任何其他的原因。
There's no other reason.
所以盼望我们在神的面前真的求主让我们能够活在信心里面。
We need ask Lord to let us to live in faith.
是神的怜悯。
It is God's mercy.
也是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你从来没有把难担的担子放在我们的身上。
You never put the burden on us that we cannot bear.
因为你说你的轭是容易的。
But you say your yoke is easy.
你的担子是轻省的。
Your burden is light.
你让我们都到你这里来。
You let us to come before you.
让我们像你一样心里柔和谦卑。
Let us to have a humble heart like you.
你说我们就必得享安息。
You say we must receive rest.
因为你的担子是轻省的。
Because your yoke is easy.
你的轭是容易的。
Your yoke is easy.
求主让我们能够在你面前有一个愿意的心。
May we have a willing heart.
愿意信而顺从。
We are willing to trust and obey.
让你在我们身上的旨意，就因着我们这样一个简单的愿意，你就成就在我们的身上。
May your will be fulfilled.For us, when we have this,
就让那个大能显明在你教会的里面。
Oh, may your power manifest at your church.
你说你要让那个大能我在一切信的人身上是何等的浩大。
Because you will reveal your power for the people who believed in him.
愿我们每一个在你面都这样的蒙福。
We will all receive blessings.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.